Business Rock Hill, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation.
This week on Business Rock Hill.
There's plenty of space. We've got like 1,300 parking spaces between the two parking decks, plus the curbside parking. It's safe. It's well lit.
That is Rusty Yapel, facilities manager with the City of Rock Hill. Now, there's been some mild concern and even some confusion regarding the parking around the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center and the all-new Powerhouse. City of Rock Hill released a statement and went into detail on the changes with all of the development. The city's reminding people to register their vehicle, however, through the premium parking app, regardless if you stay for a short time or for a long period.
We've switched to a hourly rate 7 days a week, so that's sort of new. We used to charge a flat event rate on the weekends. It was $5, but we've eliminated that with the restaurants and everything opening. We want to support them. An hourly rate, 7 days a week now, so the first 90 minutes is going to be free in the parking decks. Okay. After that, it goes up. The next hour is $2.
There are 1,300 spaces between the two parking decks, and there is premium spots available outside of the garage, but you should be careful as there are other areas that are not affiliated with the City of Rock Hill.
The site is, you know, still under development. There's a lot of construction going on, so there are some empty lots of land that are not owned by the city. There's private developers that own these lots, and they're construction sites. They're under development. They're not parking. They're not owned or managed by the city. So there was some issues with some vehicles being towed out of those lots, but they're not city-controlled lots. They're private property.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill, every Wednesday on WRHI, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, celebrating progress through vision.